on Yom Tov. This man is a mitzvah simchas Yom Tov on Yom Tov. That's when you have to shech the shlomim. But if you shlech the shlomim on erev Yom Tov, erev Yom Tov is not a zman simcha. You can't be yotze with this meat for simchas Yom Tov. That's his drasha. V'samachta v'nezvicha v'shas simcha v'leka. Rashi b'shas simcha tap Rashi b'Yom Tov shu zman simcha. And if you shech to the korban on erev Yom Tov, you're not yotze mitzvah simcha. Vaito mishum chagiga. Why aren't you yotze mitzvah chagiga with this korban? Have you dovish shavachayva? Because the Torah says there's a chayv upon everybody to bring a shalmi chagiga. On Yom Tov you have a chiyah to bring this korban. And the klal is v'chol dovish shavachayva. Any time you have a chiyah to bring a korban, ain't a bo elam achulin. It has to be an animal that's 100% chulin, has no kedusha on it. So here that you will maktish this animal from erev Yom Tov l'shem shlomim. So even if you didn't shech the animal on erev Yom Tov, you want to first shech the shlomim now on Yom Tov, l'kovid chagigas Yom Tov, you're not yetsa. Because there's a chiyuv to bring a korban chagigah. So whenever you have a chayv, an obligation to bring the korban, it has to be from chulin, from a regular animal, and not from an animal that's kaddish already. Even though it has kedushas, a shlomim, still you can't use it. So tomorrow, let's bring a raya now to Ula's big chiddush. Ula's big chiddush is that if you shechted a korban shlomim on erev Yom Tov, and you have the meat still in your house on Yom Tov and you eat the meat, you're not mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov with this meat. It could only be from a korban that you shechted on Yom Tov itself. I'll bring you a raya for this. Leimah Messiah, the pasuk says, for yisam ach sameich, you have to be very happy, ach sameich. This goes on Sukkis. So Mora says, the rabbi is leo Yom Tov achra l'simcha. It's a ribui that even Shmini Atzeres, the night of Shmini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv simcha. You have a chiyuv to eat the meat of a korban. And Rashi says, the rabbi is leo Yom Tov achra. The only way you have simcha is by eating a korban shlomim. The Yom Tov achron gufa loy on the Shemini Atzeres by itself, you don't have to eat it from the korban. To a trei zimno shivas yom tziv by two times it says in the pasuk by Sukkot 7 days. Gabi simcha capricious. But mainly my Shemini. Therefore, in Shemini Atzeres you don't have a chiyuv simcha. Only the night time. At night time, the night of Shemini Atzeres, you have to eat from the meat of a korban. That's why we dash in the posik. So the Mara to Oymar, you tell me, Leil Yom Tov Akhuna means to include even Shemini Atzeres by night, or Yainuela Leil Yom Tov Rishon, maybe it means to include the first night of Sukkis, there's a Chiv to eat the meat from Shlomim, maybe even the first night you have a Chiv, and the vice versa, the first night does not have a Chiv. Talmud Oymar, the posik says, Ach Sameach, Cholik. Like, Vayis, Ach is the Meat, telling us Cholik, not all the cases. So it's like saying, one night yes and one night no. For the Mara now, my timer. How do we know that the first night of Sukkis there's no chiyuv simcha, and the last night of simcha of Sukkis there is a chiyuv simcha? How do you know that? Let's say just the opposite. Lav mishum mechur. The answer is like this: you can't say there's a chiyuv the first night of Sukkis to be in the kaim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov, because it can't be in the kaim simcha. You don't have any kavonis. Why not? Ma yismach. Yeah, what does that mean? Why? Because you can't bring kabbonis at night time. A korban you can't make the shechit at night. The only time you can shecht is by daytime. So if you want to have the meat eat Sukkis by night, the first night, when would you have to shecht the korban? On erev Yom Tov. So that's a riot to Ula, and you wouldn't be yotzer. If you shecht the korban on erev Yom Tov and eat that meat at night time, you will not be mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov anyway. Because the pasuk says like Ula, v'zovachta v'samachta. You can only be mekayim the mitzvah simchas Yom Tov from meat that was geshachtin on Yom Tov. So that's the riot Ula. That's why you have to say the first night there's no chiyuv, because you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. When is the chiyuv though? The last night. Because the last night of Yom Tov, you can shecht the shlomim on Erev, which is Chol HaMoed Sukkis, shecht it then, and eat the meat at night time, so that would be good. So of course the riot Ula. Trashi, my timer. Trashi, Mishavinim Yutul Leil Rishon, Faribul Leil Achron, Voloyamid Ipcha, why don't we say the opposite way? Lav Mishum Narminim, Eilab, my Yismach, Tishkorim on the Shratim Erev, because if you shech to the Korban Erev Yom Tov, Lav Simchi, you can't be Mekayim to Mitzvah Simcha with that meat. Devin and Zvicha, Bishan Simcha, because we all from Ulus Russia, you can only shech the animal on Yom Tov itself, and you can't shech that night. So the first time you can shecht is Yom Tov by day. So by daytime you can mekayim the mitzvah, eat the korban shlomim. But at night you can't do it. Tomorrow says, lo, maybe there's no raya for Ula from here. I'll tell you the svara is like this. Why do we say the last night yes and the first night no? There's no chiyuv the first night. Why? Kedetani taima. My raya, we've heard the braisa. There the efekasha. My raya, how do you know lerabas le yom tov achron that shemini atzeres panayt is a chiyuv to have simcha. Holoyti le yom tov rishon. So first night there's no chiyuv simcha. As far as like this, marabani le yom tov achron I include the last night of sukkis. She has simcha fun of because you already simcha for 7 days already. So as far as the simcha should continue on, continue having simcha even the night of shemini atzeres. Omoitzani leil yom tov rishon, but the svara not to include the first night shein simcha lefonav. Now the answer svara simcha didn't start yet. So you want to know when does the simcha start? I'll tell you, it starts by day first. Mashenkin the last night, that's the svara should be included because you're already going in simcha. Like every day you're building up more and more simcha, so it's a svara to keep on going even the last night. So mel there wouldn't be any raya tula. Maybe really even if you shecht the korban erev yom tov, maybe you could have been yetsa with the din simcha. But the reason why there's no chiyuv is because it's a svara. The last night is more misvara to say continue the simcha rather than starting early. Zemara kasha now. Most of Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef now he wants to bring a raya. Now I have a kasha and you will ula. Most of Rabbi Yosef. A look like this. Chagiga sarbosa. Yotze ba mishrim simcha. That if you shech the korban chagiga on erev yom tov, you should know you yotze mishrim simcha. V'yotze ba mishrim chagiga. But you can't use it for korban chagiga. Is the kasha mai? The korban chagiga sar bos b'chur means that you bring the chagiga with the korban pesach on erev pesach, and possibly you shechted it then. So amai, how could you say if you eat this meat now on yom tov, you mekayim simchas yom tov? According to you, ulo ha'bina zricha v'shas simcha b'lekha. You tell me you can only mekayim the mitzvah from a korban that you first shechted the korban on yom tov, and here chagiga yudalid you shechted erev yom tov. So how could you mekayim we're eating this meat? Amravidi Baravin Sheikfa Vishokta. Avada this price is talking about true. Metkilon Yudalid, you makadish, you makdish this animal, the Tsarhagigas Yudalid. But then you changed your mind and you didn't shechta today. But rather you waited till tomorrow. So the Maestro, when did you shech this animal? On Yom Tov. So since you shechted on Yom Tov, that's why when you eat this meat now on Yom Tov, you have a kind of mitzvah of a samachta b'chagechom. Because that's called the Zvicha Vishasimcha. So male is no kashanula. I'll bring you a raya for this chart. That you have to say, we're talking about that you do not shecht the animal, you rather first shecht it on Yom Tov. If you want to tell me no, that you shecht this chagiga on Erev Pesach, who learned this price? Ben Tema. Ben Tema is the one that said it. Ben Tema, apostle Abelina. According to Ben Tema, it can't be that you shecht the animal on Yudalid. And telling me now, if you eat it tomorrow, you could be able to mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Because according to Ben Taim we had before, he learns out that the Chagigas Yudalad has the same malach like the Korban Pesach. That you can only eat it that day and that night. But by tomorrow morning it's nicer. So how could you say here the price? If you eat it tomorrow on Yom Tov, you mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. There's an Isalina, it's nicer. Elamai Shemamina, it's a raya, the Bryce is talking about that. On Erev Yom Tov, you amaktish this animal, but then you changed your mind. You didn't bring it today. You first brought it on Yom Tov. So if you first shecht it on Yom Tov, that's why it's good. Mishamitzvah Simcha, you could be Mekayim. But Chagiga, you're not Mekayim. Because since Chagiga is a Chayiv, you can only bring the Korban Chagiga from something that's Chulin, that doesn't have any Kedush at all. But here, this animal has Kedusha from yesterday's Korban, you can't be Yitzvah Mitzvah Chagiga Yom Tov with it. Most of Rabbis, Rabbi has a kash like this. The Mishnah in Sukkah says, Ha Halel V'yasimcha Shemayna. You know on Sukkis, there's a chiyuv 8 days to say Gant Halel on Sukkis, and there's a chiyuv Simchas Yom Tov all 8 days. So, to have a minute with now, Simchas Yom Tov is only by shechting the animal and eating the korban shkorm, that's how you make a mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. V'yam with binyan zvicha b'shah simcha, according to Ula, that said you can only make a mitzvah simcha if you shech the animal on Yom Tov itself. So how could there be a chiyuv for 8 days? Some years will come out, you can only be mekayim the mitzvah for 7 days, and not 4 late days. How is that? Hey, so zimna, sometimes the gin will come out, you won't find it, ela shiva. Let's say the first day Sukkot comes out on Shabbos. So we said Sukkot before that Chagig is not doing Shabbos. So on Shabbos now, the first day, you cannot shech the korban shlomim. You're not allowed to bring a Chagiga. So where are you going to have your meat, tea today? How could you mekayim today, mitzvah simchas yom tov? You have no kavanas to bring today. Elamai, you shechted the korban yesterday. According to me, you're not yotze. Ula says you could only be yotze if you shecht the korban on yom tov. So the kash anula. If you learn not like Ula, it's very good. We're talking about now you shechted your shlomim yesterday erev Shabbos. And you leave the meat today on Shabbos. But according to you, Ula, that korban you can't be yotze. So today, the first day Shabbos, how can you mekayim mitzvah simcha? Ravuna Brandon of Yuda Mesamcha Bisiri Hergolim. We're talking about the korban soya, the musif that you bring on Yom Tov, which is the Shabbos. That's the korban chatis. The kahanim that eat it, them makayim the mitzvah. Because the Gemara, Omar Rav, Shnei Tshuvos Medav, I have two kashas on you. Chod, the one kasher is the siri regolim chay necholim sliyei necholim. Even if you have a right to bring a musif, musvei Yom Tov that's brought on Shabbos, it's the Shabbos. But you're allowed to bring the korban today. What about roasting the meat? Are you allowed to roast the meat today? No, you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. You have no heter to roast the meat today. Havaz, you have to leave the meat until nighttime and eat it first the night on Yom Tov. So, right, it's shver. Even the musav you brought today on Yom Shabbos, you can't eat the meat today. It's only chai. V'simcha v'chai leka. Even though you eat the raw meat, you're not makai mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov means it's v'sameich you. You feel happy eating it. Nobody feels happy eating raw meat. Even if you say you could eat raw meat, but you have no simcha. So, right, it's shver. How could you makai simchas Yom Tov from eating the musafim you bring on Shabbos? Those musafim, it's only raw. You can't cook. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. Even if you want to tell me, chai, you could be makarim the mitzvah. Who can eat it? It's a carbon chatis. Who's allowed to eat it? Only the kanim allowed to eat it. The Yisraelim can't eat from it. Savakasha, then, you ula, how does the Mishnah Sukkah say? Simchas all eight days. How are you makarim mitzvah simchas yomtif on Shabbos? The first day. Elom rapop is the terrors of no kasha. Mesam chai b'ksus nekiyah v'yayin yoshin. I tell you, you don't have to need meat. The Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov and having Ksus Neki and new clothing and with having old wine. That's what it is. Say Nechnami, the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, you don't have any kabonis. The Mekayim the Mitzvah Simcha with Ksus Neki, with the Ayin Yoshim. The rest of Yom Tov you have to make the Shechita. But then Nechnami, the Loch is like Ula could be. That if you shech the animal in Erev Yom Tov, you're not Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with it. Alright, we'll stop here. Now the Achroinim is a kasha from this Gemara on Tosfos Shita. Toisashit and Moy Kotan on the few dollar is that Bizmana there we can't be Makai Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov. Because Toisus says the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Teed Bosa Shroman, a Teed from the Korbin, a Shalme Simcha. And since Bizmana there we don't have a Shalme Simcha anymore, therefore we can't be Makai the Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov anymore Midiraisam, and it's only a Chiyim Midirabonim. Aloha, we hold that the Rambam Shita holds no. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah is to have shlomim, bizman you have shlomim. Bizman is that we don't have shlomim. The mitzvah simchas yom tov on yom tov is to eat the best type of a food that could make you besimcha. But the chura kasha and toisa shitri is this gemara here. Here a papa says clearly that on the first day sukkah that comes out on Shabbos, if you don't have a shalme simcha, you could be in the kind of mitzvah simcha with ksus nekiy of a yayin yoshin. So how could toisa say bizman is that we don't have a korban, we can't be in the kind of mitzvah? Here the Gemara says clearly, even though you don't have the korban, you could be mekayim the mitzvah with a ksus nekiya. So I once wanted to say a teretz to this, that the pshat is, Tosfos learned, really there are two parts to the mitzvah, simchas yom tov. There's a chiyuv to bring a korban shalmei simcha, at least once throughout yom tov. Then there's a mitzvah kol shemayna, to eat the meat to be the simcha kol shemayna. Seinach nami, the chelik of the mitzvah to mekayim kol shemayna, that you could be mekayim with anything. But the chiluk of the mitzvah to bring a korban you can only do bizman the base of Migdish. Therefore, bizman there was the base of Migdish, like this Gemara they brought the korban the other days, just the chiv simcha, that you could be mekayim with anything. But bizman is there that we can't do one chiluk of the mitzvah of bringing the korban, therefore it's like the whole mitzvah is only with the rabbanon. And since we can't be mekayim one chiluk of the mitzvah, we don't divide the mitzvah in half, but rather say midiraisa that we can't be mekayim the mitzvah simchas yom tov at all. So far we had Ula's halacha was that for Zavachta or Samachta, the Yoni Mekai Mitzvah Simcha, if you make the Shechita on Yom Tov itself. Now we're going to have another man, the Yoma. Now we're up to Kiyosi Rovin. When Rovin came, Omer Rebbe Loza, he said over the name of Rebbe Loza, that Shlomim Sheshochaton Me'erev Yom Tov. If you shech the Shlomim on Erev Yom Tov, is halacha Yoitze Bem Mishum Simcha. If you eat this meat now on Yom Tov, you could be mekayim the mitzvah simcha. V'yein yoytze b'hem mishum chagiga. But if you leave over this animal and you first shecht it on Yom Tov for the mitzvah chagigas Yom Tov, you're not yoytze. Why? Yoytze mishum simcha. If you shecht the animal, you shecht the korban shlomim on erev Yom Tov. Now you have the meat, you could eat it for 2 days. So you eat it on the first day Yom Tov, you're mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. Why? Because he holds loy v'inon zvicha b'sha simcha. You do not have to have the shechita should be done b'shas to simcha. The shechita could be done erev yom tif. As long as you eat the meat on yom tif, you mekayim mitzvah simcha. Aber v'loy mishum chagiga, you're not mekayim the mitzvah chagiga though. Why not? Because that's the same klal. He's also asking, have you dover sheba chayva? To bring a chagiga, shalmi chagiga on yom tif, that's a chayv. You have a chayv to bring it. And the klal is, v'chol dover sheba chayva. Anytime you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, is eino bo ele menachulin. So the behema, the animal, has to be a pure chulundic animal. Here, the behema was a shlomim from Erev Yom Tif. So even if you didn't shecht it Erev Yom Tif, you left it over until Yom Tif, when you want to shecht it now on Yom Tif, it's not a chulundic animal, it's not like a new animal, you're taking now this new animal for your shalmich agigon. It's a korban that was a shlomim from yesterday. So you can't use that korban to be mekayim your chayv today of shalmich agigah. Anytime you have a chayv to bring a korban, it has to be menachulin. Rama Meisva, you have a kasha now. According to Ravin, that you could make a shlomim on erev yom tif. So have a kasha. Leil yom tif achroin Meisva. The Yisra pasuk says vayisa achsameich. We say the rabbi is coming to include leil yom tif achroin l'simcha. That the night of Shemini Atzeres is also a chiyuv to eat meat then, to have a simcha then. So he has the kasha, at Wayimel Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Achron, you're telling me it's coming to include the last, the night of Shemini Atzeres, there's a chiyuv simcha, you have to eat meat of kachim. Or Yeno, maybe not, El Rabbis Leil Yom Tov Arishon, maybe it's only come to tell me the first night of Sukkis, you have a chiyuv to have simcha. Talmud Leimel, the Pasuk says, Ach Cholik, Ach means there's a miyat, that one night your potter there's no chiyuv simcha, and one night there is a chiyuv simcha. So Mora says, now my timer, how do we know which night, we're saying now the first night, there's no chiyuv simcha. Only the last night. How do you know that? My timer, lav mishum isn't the reason, the ein lai b'may yismach. Because the svar is the first night, you don't have any meat, tea, to be happy with. Why not? Because you have to chur tzarai, not like Ravin. It's like ula. Because simcha, you can only be mekayim b'shlamim if you shechted it b'shash, simcha, like Ula's Rosha. V'zovachta v'samachta, v'shas zvichas only if it's a shas simcha, which is Yom Tif. So if you shech the animal on Erev Yom Tif, it's not a Yom Tif yet, you can't eat that meat on Yom Tif. You're not mekayim the mitzvah simcha with that meat. So at night time, the first night, you don't have any meat. Because you can't shech at night, korbanos could only be brought b'yayim. So if you brought an Erev Yom Tif, it's no good, it's not saman simcha. So chur tzaraya tula, akasha t'rovin. Mar says, like, maybe no, maybe there's no rayim. I'll tell you, Kedatanya, like we learned in a braisa. Ma rayis l'rabbis leil yom tif achroin. What's the svara that was saying? This pasuk, v'yisach semech, is telling us that the last night, Shemini Atzeres, there is a chi of simcha. Ulohoitzi leil yom tif rishon, but the ach semech, ach is a cholik, say one not. That means the first night, there's no chi of simcha. How do we know that? How do we know the last night, yes, and the first night, not? The svara is, Marba Nilel Yom Tov Achron, it's a svar to say the last night Shemini Atzeres does have a chiyuv simcha. Why? She is simcha lefonav. Because you're already happy for 7 days of Sukkis. So it's a svar, the simcha should keep on going. Like you already had the simcha days before, extend it one more night. Mashenke Nomoitse Nilel Yom Tov Rishon, it's a svar the first night should not have the simcha yet. Shein simcha lefonav. Because before Yom Tov, there's no chiyuv simcha. You didn't have chiyuv shlomim yet before Yom Tov. So it's a svara to say that the last night should be included. It's like continue the simcha. Rather than saying a svara, you should start the simcha day earlier. It's more mistaver to say the simcha should be extended, rather than saying start earlier. So now there's no kasha and rovin. Could be really, you could have shechted the animal on Erev Yom Tov and eat the meat at night, and you would be mekayim the mitzvah simcha, but it's a svara though. It's more svara to add the last night, because you had a few days before, than add the first night, there were no days before. So now there's no kasha and rovin. Omer Rav Kana, a new halacha now. Minayin lemurei chagigas chamisha osor shenifsalim belina. How do we know this shalmi chagiga? When you bring your korban on Yom Tov chamisha osor on the 15th day, on Yom Tov Sukkis and Yom Tov Pesach, when you bring your shlomim, your shalmi chagiga, how do we know if you leave the fats overnight, there's a psolina? So Rashi says, Lemurei chagigas tesvash nesolam belina v'yafal pishas man achilas besaro kol yom hamochros. That's the chiddush. A regular shlomim and a chagigas tesvav
The chagiga you bring on Yom Tif, that's a regular shlomim, you create it for 2 days. You create it today and tomorrow also. Now we're saying now the imurim though, the fact that you're supposed to put on the mizbeach, that you only have time either to do it today on Yom Tif that you're shechted, or else tonight. But if you leave it over till tomorrow morning, it becomes nicer. Then there's not very, there's no, you can't be makter anymore. Is how do we know this halacha? Is how do we know that even though you're allowed to eat the meat tomorrow also, but the Haktaras Emurim has to be done either today or tonight. But by tomorrow morning it's possible. How do we know that? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Pasuk in Shemais, V'loyolin chelev chagi ad boiker. Don't leave over the fats. Chagi, we say now, that means a korban chagiga. When you bring your korban chagiga on Yom Tif, don't leave it over to boiker. Now, what does boiker mean? Does it mean the first morning or the second morning? The Somachlay, right away, the next Pasuk says, Reshis Bekurei Ad Moscho. So since it says Loshin Reshis, Lameimro Dahai Boike Boike Rishin. It's like a smichus. That's what the Pasuk says, Lo Yolen Chelev Chagi Yad Boiker, which morning? The first morning. Because the next Pasuk starts off Reshis. Even though the next Pasuk is talking about something else, we will make a smichus to say that Reshis goes back to the word before Boiker, that it means the first morning. So Pasuk is saying, even though you bring the korban chagigah on Yom Tif itself, you should burn it either that day, Yom Tif, or else that night, but by tomorrow morning it's already nicer. So how does kind of know it? Because the Pasuk says Reishis to tell us that Boiker means the first day. Maskiv law, Rabbi Yosef. So Yosef asked the Kasha. He's telling me now, Taimo because of Reishis. Why does the word boiker mean the first morning? Because the pasuk right next to it says the word reishis means the first morning. Holoi kosav reishis, mashma, if it wouldn't have said the word reishis, havamina, I would think, my boiker boiker shayni. Boiker could really mean the second morning. That's what it could mean. So since the pasuk says reishis, that's why I know it means the first morning. Fred gemara mi kemidi, could that be possible? The boss or if soleima yurta. If you have a havamina, maybe boiker means the second morning. In other words, you bring in the korban on 15th day, the first day of Yom Tif. On Tezvav Nisan, you bring in this korban chagiga. Now, it's saying now, the pasuk says, don't leave it over to boiker. So what does boiker mean? Does it mean the next morning, the 16th morning? Or does it mean 2 mornings, the 17th morning? So the Gemara is saying, without an extra pasuk gracious, I would have thought the pasuk saying till the 17th morning. For the Gemara, how could that be? The buster, when are you allowed to eat this meat? You brought it on the 15th day. So a shlomim is eaten for 2 days. So the 15th and the 16th day you could eat it. When it comes the 16th by night already, it's already usher. So you want to tell me now, the meat becomes usher the 16th by night. But when does the emurim become possible? The 17th in the morning, that's not mistavra. Has me committed, do we ever have such a case? The bosser is tzalei yurton. The meat you can't eat at 16th by night, you can't eat it anymore. The emurim, but how long do you have time to burn the fats? At safra, till the 17th day in the morning. That's not a svara. Omlay Abaya, Abaya yes back, why not? Alom Aloy, why not? For our being a raya, for Rei Pesach, we have a case of a Korban Pesach, Le Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah, according to Rabbi Elezer ben Azariah Shita, that his Shita is, when you bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, until how long can you eat the meat? His Shita is, De Bosar If Soleil Mechatzois. He holds, you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzois Laila. After Chatzois Laila, it's us to eat the meat. V'yemurim, how long do we have time to burn the fats of a korban Pesach? That's at Safra. That's preet until the next morning. So you see, certain times, you have a longer time to burn the fats of the korban than you do to eat the meat. So here also, maybe boiker means you have time to burn the fats of Yishal Mechagigah, maybe it means until the second morning, until the 17th by morning. So the reason why I say it means the first morning by the 16th, because of the Pasuk Reishis. So there's nothing Shred then. That's why I need the word Reishis. So my Rava said like this. So my Rava, Rabbi Yosef, hachik l'kasha lei. This is what Rabbi Yosef's kasha was. Mi yikimidia, there's such a case, the ilu torna labosar, will soon bring down a braisa. When he talks about how long you can eat the meat of this korban chagigom, loy boy racious. There he says, I don't need a new posik racious. When the posik says boiker, boiker by itself means the first morning. So if you're talking about how long you can eat the meat is only until the first morning. For Rav Kano, this is the kasha. Now Rav Kano, le emurim boy reishis. When the pasuk talks about the emurim, the fats, how long do you have to burn the fats? The pasuk says lo yolin chelav chagiyat boiker. Don't leave over the fats until the morning. So you're telling me now, I don't know what the morning means. Maybe Rav Kana is saying the morning Shemin, the second morning, the 17th day by morning. The reason why he says no, it means the first morning, is because the Pasuk says Rashis, the first morning. But without the extra Pasuk of Rashis, I would not say Boikim means the first morning, but maybe the second morning. So that's the kasha. Why should that be? Madoch, when the Tana talks about eating the meat, we say the meat you can't eat until the first morning, because the Pasuk says Boikir. So you see, Boikir means the first morning. So for sure, when the Torah talks about burning the fats, for sure, Boikir should only mean the first morning and not more. That's what Rabbi Yosef had a kasha on Rav Kana. So Rashi says, well, like Morris is right to you. Yeah. How could you say that? Anan chazin, and we see Tana de Masnisen and Sunu Rebraiso, come on, the afilu lebos, or even the meat. Shukal miemurim. Usually the meat is less chomer than fats. Loiboy rashis, you don't have to have the word rashis. O boike de sivbe mashmel atana, boike rishin. That how long can you eat the meat of a carbon chagigon? Only the first morning. That's the kasha Rav Kana is talking about the emurim, the chamira kedushasayu, the emurim burning, the fat that's more chomer, it has more kedusha, because that we can't eat the fat, so it only goes on the mizbeach. So how could you say the word berkah should not mean the first morning, but rather the second morning? That's what was kasha to Rav Yosef. Now the Gemara will explain where the braisa is. So the Gemara Maihi, where is this braisa? The Tanya we learned like this. The Pasuk says, Lo yolin min habosor asher tizbach bo'erev b'yom harishon. The Pasuk says, don't leave overnight, lo yolin min habosor, don't leave over from the meat, which korban are we talking about now? Asher tizbach bo'erev, a korban that you brought on Erev Yomtiv, b'yom harishon, to the first morning, la boike for the second morning. So the Pasuk talking about the chagiga posher that you brought on Erev Yomtiv. We said before, on Erev Pesach, if you don't have enough meat from the Korban Pesach, you're supposed to bring a special Chagiga. That's called Chagigas Yudalit. So this Korban Chagiga, Asher Tizbach Berev, that you brought on Erev Yomtiv, how long can you eat it for? B'yom HaRishon, the first morning, and also says La Boiker, it means the second morning. So we dash up on this Pasuk Limud, Chagigas Yudalit. This Pasuk is telling us that when you bring